Michael Portillo and the Balkans.
Yes, I wish he would do.
It's not nude swimming.
No.
It's where he's at tonight. He's done all Britain, hasn't he? Yeah. He's free holiday round Britain, clutching that book. I bet he hates that book in real life, that Bradshaw's Guide thing.
Yeah.
I bet before film he's like, oh, where's that flipping Bradshaw's thing?
I hope he hasn't done one around the Balkans. Next thing you know.
Well, you don't. I tell you, there's a lot of wind around the Balkans.
Will you have, I've heard.
You know, get very icy around there.
You can do.
Especially this time of year.
Around your extremities.
Walking up Pall Mall, it's like a wind tunnel. Oof. So yeah, so he's had his British journey, right, yeah, and his great railway journeys. He's done. He had a nice free holiday in America last couple of weeks, I don't know if you noticed.
Nice
free holiday around America.
It's good for him, isn't it?
Yeah, it's lovely, isn't it?
It's alright for some.
Yeah, this us that's paying for this.
Oh,
me
of
and
course
you.
We are.
Me yeah, and you's yeah, paid for yeah, this. He's not brought us anything back, has he?
No sausage.
Nothing.
No sausage.
Nothing.
No sausage.
Nothing.
No sausage.
So he's doing in Europe now. He's travelling from the Balkans to Istanbul. No, he used to call Istanbul, Constantinople.
Istanbul,
Constantinople.
Yeah. I like that song. Who did that
song.
One then?
It was
Four Tops.
Yeah,
Spinners.
Yeah, no, you got it bang.
Was Mac
it?
And Katie
Reynolds
Kassoon.
Girls.
Reynolds Girls.
Sonia.
Sonia. Yeah,
I can't remember who.
Rick
it was.
Astley.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah,
that was it. Breakthrough hit, wasn't it?
It was.
So when he's doing that, he's going on the Orient Express. How much does that cost?
Millions.
He couldn't just get a local shuttle service, could he?
Why can't he hang from a bus like they exactly usually do? You know
they all
mean?
Sit on the roof, don't they, in
sit
Turkey?
On the roof, get electrocuted.
And again, we're not one to stereotype.
Never done it. Never would do it.
But it seems to me, if all these people do travel on the roofs of trains, is it that dangerous?
Can't be, can it? It's apart from that one, you see that one on YouTube where he stood up and hit the high-power cables.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Well, I suppose that's... I've never seen a public information film about it, though. Which to
no.
Me, so, I mean,
you didn't see Charlie, did you?
But you used to get public information films about everything, didn't you?
You did,
even
didn't
like
you?
Leaving a mat on a varnished floor.
Yeah. And I used to like the one, ladies, don't drive.
Oh, those. They were, the Harry Enfield ones.
Oh, yeah. They,
yeah, they weren't
I
real.
They were real.
They weren't real. No. No, so you've been passing that round for no good reason, mate, to be honest.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
And to be honest, this day and age, there's no need for that sort of attitude.
I've never had that sort of attitude.
Well, I know you haven't, but
I've never stereotyped anybody.
I know, well, neither have I.
And we never would do.
Well, we never have.
All we can do is pass comment.
So getting back to these Turks who sit on the roofs of trains.
Yeah.
So so he's gone on the Orient Express. Again, that's not a cheap ticket, is it?
No.
That's not a cheat. I mean, I'd love to go on the Orient Express, but it's nice, isn't it?
It's lovely, and it's very, very expensive. You can champagne and eating salmon and having dancers dance around him all day.
There's also, and then but there's then murders then, isn't there?
Yeah, then you've got Poirot solving it for about the next 3 days.
Not rocking around with his tash poking his oar in, isn't he?
Yeah, and getting them all together. I think the murderer is...
Yeah, it's nice twiddling of a non-existent moustache there.
Thanks,
as well.
Mate. Thanks,
yeah, you've really gone into the character then,
well,
didn't
well,
you?
Well, I've always, yeah.
Yeah, you basically liked it, don't you? You liked it. So then we got dispatches on Channel Ooh. 4. Sure, it's always exciting, isn't it?
What are they going to uncover this time?
Well, they're on about how food is changing on the back of Brexit, right? So one of the things they mention in here, the Toblerone.
We said that with Toblerone.
What's happened to it then?
Yeah.
What's
yeah.
happened to it? They've taken alternate peaks out of it. They've left great, great blithering valleys in there now, haven't they?
My goodness me, it's not Toblerone, it's more like Toblerone were gone.
I'll tell you what, I tell you, they've gone cheap as well, haven't they, Toblerones? You remember, it used to be a luxury item.
Yeah.
Poundland now, you can get a good size one for a quid. So that's Monday then.